It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Our guest today is Nebraska Wheat Ambassador Grace Tim, a student at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, so we're going to learn all about her experiences. Grace, let's start there. Tell us more about your ambassadorship and some of the things you got to do.
Overall, the biggest things from my ambassadorship included, so as an ambassador, I got to kind of spearhead my own project, and I really wanted to do how to get involved in the wheat industry in Nebraska, so I did a lot more with social media on that side. I started their Instagram account for the Nebraska Wheat Board. I got to do a lot with different outreach things outside of just the social media. Just all sorts of different projects here and there. I spearheaded a lot of the membership renewals, which is really interesting to see. I answered some producer questions considering research and policy, which was a lot of fun too. Really diving into the farm bill as well as just stem cell fly research and the data that we've seen from that. Getting to meet with different board members and just hear about their stories, where they're from, kind of where they're hoping to see the future head for Nebraska agriculture, and get to talk about some different key topics and issues. For example, Mary Eisenzimmer and I really talked about the Perkins County Canal, and that was such an interesting thing to really dive into. And so just so many different things that I've been able to really absorb throughout this year. And of course, getting to attend Husker Harvest Days and State FFA Convention and get to connect with the public, both future generations and younger students, and then of course adults, and just really get to educate our public and our citizens in Nebraska about the wheat industry. And now I'm also doing the AgSAC lunches in Lincoln for fourth graders as they come visit the Capitol. And so that's been awesome to also tie in there how they're getting wheat in their diets and how they're getting it in their fuel and fiber too, with corn and soybeans as well.
Okay, so you've had interactions with consumers, members, producers, researchers. I mean, like the whole gamut. What was the most shocking aspect of that for you?
Definitely, I think the research part. Going into this, I thought it was going to be a lot more marketing and talking to people and just a lot to do with the board as well as more younger students. And I think getting to actually reach out to people from U.S. Wheat Associates as well as U.S. Wheat Growers Association or National Wheat Growers Association, and also just really touch base with those producers and just really pull together different research and data. That was by far one of my favorite pieces and opened my eyes to a career path that I've never even considered before in research, especially researching policy and different publications out there and communicating with those experts in those fields.
Okay, that's right where I wanted to go next. What are your plans and how does this experience with the Nebraska Wheat Board Ambassador Program fit into those future plans?
Yeah, so right now I'm studying agribusiness with pre-law. So in order to get my undergraduate degree, I will go to UNL's College of Law, which is super exciting. And for 1 year, then I'll get an undergraduate and then continue to pursue my law degree. And right now, I really want to practice ag law. But really, thankfully, I have gotten that experience with research policy throughout this ambassadorship, as well as an internship with the Nebraska Department of Education. And I've been able to tie the things from that internship to this ambassadorship. And now I'm going to use it to really propel forward and hopefully utilize it either in agricultural law, policy analysis, or who knows, even both.
Okay. And Grace, I know we've heard you on the airwaves before, but remind us a little bit of your background, where you come from.
Yeah, I come from small town Chapel, Nebraska, out between Sydney and Ogallala. So definitely out there in wheat country, which was a big interest when I applied for this ambassadorship. But I kind of just want to reiterate that anyone can apply for this ambassadorship. I learned so much more about the wheat industry and wheat in general than I realized was even out there in Nebraska. But again, coming from a small town, you do all the things involved in SFA and sports and everything. And that's really pushed me to where I am now, studying ag business as a sophomore in Lincoln.
Awesome. What else is important to mention that we haven't touched on?
Right now, the ambassadorship application is open. They will be taking two applicants, I believe, and really exciting. You get so many different opportunities. You're able to apply for a huge national scholarship as well as receive a scholarship from the Nebraska Wheat Board. So I definitely recommend to any freshmen, sophomores, even juniors in the Lincoln area to apply for this ambassadorship.
Excellent. Our guest again today, Nebraska Wheat Ambassador Grace Tim, joining us to share more about her experiences. I'm Alex Makovica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. This is the Rural Radio Network.